Mavambolidi by Dr. Sindamakoni has decided to push for a no vote after a stormy combined National Management Committee and the inter-provincial meeting held last week. Despite the party's official position, among the rank and file party members, there are still mixed feelings about the draft charter. Matola and the West Mavambo provincial chairperson Liberty Mukanganwi played down the divisions, saying his party took the no vote stance after extensive consultation among members. Mukanganwi says the main reason for rejecting the constitution is that there is still too much power bestowed on the president. Mukanganwi says that the new constitution also discriminates against men on the issue of the death penalty. While the document calls for men and women to enjoy the same rights, it also says women convicted of murder cannot be executed, but men can be. Another Mavambo member, Ben Dingani, agreed with his party position, saying the new constitution is being fast-tracked and the people do not have enough time to read and understand it. But Mavambo member Dixon Marava, who hails from Chikono on a high-density suburb, does not support the no-vote position, saying he is going to vote yes on the constitution for the sake of what he calls progress in the country. Mavambo joins other organizations like the National Constitutional Assembly, NCA, and another function of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union, led by Lovemore Matombo, in pushing for a no vote. Next Saturday, March 16, Zimbabweans will be given the opportunity to reject or accept the draft constitution that has been endorsed by the three main political parties in the unity government. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.